Hello, everybody. Well, here we go on another flight and tape show. So lean back, relax, and get ready for flight number one. This is a picture of some pretty good. This one kind of throws me. I can't remember for the life of me where in the heck I took this. And Joe, maybe you can help me out here, but I know it's the first picture on the rear, and I took it on the way back from Hawaii. And I don't know if it was taken in Hawaii or in Saigon or just where. Anyway, it's a scenic view. Sorry about that. Slide number two. This is taken in July, and it's a picture of a tomb. They have some very fancy artwork on their tombs. If it's somebody fairly important, why, they built some kind of a little different types of statues and little frill work like you see here. You see the dragons up on top there and all kinds of fancy little artwork on them. Some of them are quite ornate and very colorful. This one is kind of hidden by the weeds, and Lord knows how long it's been there. You see these tombs everywhere, and people just build around them and just leave them there. Of course, they're kind of considered sacred and everything, and so nobody messes with them. But you find them in some very strange places sometimes. You know, we've lived in graveyards a lot of times when we're camping out, and it's just a mound of dirt. You'll just find these humps of dirt out there in the middle of a field, and nobody thinks much about it. We just pitch our tents and press on. But it is kind of strange. Slide number three. This was taken in July also. The next several slides were taken when Hubert Humphrey visited us for one afternoon for about an hour. He came in to give a speech, and he also awarded three or four Silver Stars and a couple of Distinguished Service Crosses to some of the troops that are fighting in the area here. You'll see Humphrey sitting on the right side of the car there in the back with a white shirt on. Kind of a fleeting glimpse, but it was all the closer we could get. As you can see, the MPs got things pretty well cordoned off there. Slide number four. This is also that noise you heard in the background. One of my compatriots just trying to get me in trouble. It's Major Alpratt. So. Original bad guy. That's another one. Major Bland, another bad guy. You'll have to put up with the background noise. We have a lot of background noise in the tent here. It's very hard to cut it all out. I don't know which is worse, the choppers or these guys. Anyway, as I was saying, this was taken at July, and this is a bunch of people walking over to see the great parade. Hubert Humphrey coming in. Of course, that's a pretty big deal when the VP comes in to see you. And everybody that was around the area came in. Slide number five. This is the parade ground proper and the stand down there where he got up and gave his little speech. Actually, he gave a very good speech. It was similar to the one that he gave that you probably read in the press down in Saigon, only shorter. And of course, they had the usual gung-ho rah-rah in it about, you know, let's get in there and win the war. And of course, tell them about how good the our work in Korea is done and how the Koreans are helping out so much here in Vietnam, which is true. And he made some pretty good points, and it was a pretty interesting little speech. As you can see, it's a typical clear, hot day in July. And this is just before monsoon season, actually sort of in the middle of monsoon season. It just happened for a few days there. It cleared off and got real nice. A little warm, but not too bad. Slide number six. This is another picture of the podium and the stand, and you can see, I don't know if you can or not, but you can almost see Humphrey standing up there. He's got an army cap on, plain old grunt cap, trying to be one of the boys, I guess, and he's standing up there and giving a speech. And you can see all the press photographers lined up there along in front. Slide number seven. This is another shot taken at the podium there, and I believe in this particular picture, he's walking up front there with a pin on a couple of the medals on the soldiers. I believe there was four or five awards given total. Two Distinguished Service Crosses and three or four Silver Stars. Slide number eight. This is looking at the color guard out on the parade ground. The Americal Division here in July, as you can see, is fairly well developed. The Marines owned us before we came, and they had it fixed up fairly nice, and this parade ground is all graveled off. And not too bad. Even when it rains pretty hard, it still doesn't get too muddy here. So it's not bad. Slide number nine. This is a comes from a picture of the color guard. I don't know what our flags are represented here. Of course, in the background, you'll see the American flag and the Vietnamese flag, which are always flying together at any military post we have over here. And there's a lot of different units represented in all those flags of the American Division, and I suppose some other units too, for that matter. Anyway, quite colorful, huh? Flight number 10. Well, you just moved down south now, and in a quick little trip there, we've gone to Phan Rang. This is taken right outside the base at Phan Rang. Phan Rang is located in a big flat valley, as you can see, right on the coast. The base itself is about 5 miles from the coast in a large rice growing area. And you can see all the rice paddies there in the background. And that's a typical view on a road there. A couple oxen going along there. Pulling a water buffalo, actually, and they're pulling this cart along. A couple of farmers out there. And you see these sites all the time, although they're fairly modern. You'll notice they have rubber tires on that cart. That's a status symbol, I guess. Flight number 11. This is an aerial view taken of one of the many, many large Catholic churches around the Phan Rang area. It's very predominantly Catholic there. And they have some real beautiful churches. This is a typical example. And of course, I suppose most of this was done during the French occupation there. You'll notice how lush and green it is around the area. This is mostly all irrigated land in the Phan Rang area. Phan Rang does not get much rain. It's similar to our southwest United States. It's a very arid area. However, the mountains surrounding it get a lot of rain all the time and showers, and so they have these tributaries running down through the area here and irrigate. So everything is nice and green anyway. Actually, Phan Rang probably has the best flying weather all year round of anywhere in Vietnam. Even the monsoon season does not get that far south this time of year, and the other monsoon that comes from the southwest does not get that far east. So, in any either way, it doesn't get too bad. That noise you just heard was a phone ring. Flag number 12. This is another picture taken out across the rice paddies there. In fact, you can see some people working in the fields in the distance there. And they're pulling weeds and making sure the rice plants are coming up properly. And in the background, you'll see another little village dominated, like all the rest of them around here, by the large Catholic church. They have some really pretty churches. I haven't gone in any of them yet, but I understand they're quite pretty inside, too. They put a lot of time and effort into them, and a lot of fancy decorations and gold and that sort of stuff. Slide number 13. This is a picture of Phan Rang itself. You'll notice the river coming down out of the mountains there, which does the irrigating for a large part of this part of the valley. And this is a picture of another, two large churches in Phan Rang. This is one of them, and this is a very, very old one. You can't really tell in this picture, but it looks like it's at least 100 years old or more. And they have a large square there, you'll notice, and school. And they have a large Catholic school that's right with the church there. And it's nice and clean, well kept, and probably is one of the better influences on the Vietnamese people over here. It's one of the few places they do get a fairly decent schooling. Slide number 14. This is a picture taken in the area where we were working when I was with the 3rd of the 506 Battalion. When I came down early to Phan Rang in November. And we were working in the area about 10 to 15 miles south of Phan Rang, securing the highway and also chasing a few Charlies in the hills there. This particular picture is taken of a Buddhist temple. You'll see it almost in the center of the picture. And just to the right of it, there's a little building that's built right back into the rocks. This was taken from about 700 to 800 feet above it. And it was so bumpy, I couldn't fly much closer than that. We had very strong winds up there. But it's rather interesting, and it's completely out in the boondocks here, all by itself. And I guess the monks just kind of hole up there. And of course, this was a no-fire zone. We were not allowed to do any shooting in this area at all. And it's rather interesting. You'll find these all over Vietnam like this, just out in the middle of the woods, and here's this temple, and they're all built about the same. You can't really see it too well here, but it's kind of a conical shape with tiers, almost like a wedding cake. It reminds you of a wedding cake with several different layers getting smaller and smaller. And I guess you can go inside them. I really don't know much more about them than that. Slide number 15. This is another shot of the Templar, although it's right at the bottom of the picture. It doesn't show too well, and the lighting was kind of poor too. I had a Navy guy with me in the back seat that was taking the pictures, and the typical of the Navy, it was an inferior job. He didn't get it set up very well, I'm afraid. That's what you get for trusting the Navy. Jet ought to go without shipping. As you can see, I was fairly low level when I took this shot. There's a pretty high mountain range, and that's where all the winds were coming down through there. It was getting pretty bumpy, so I really couldn't get much closer, and still considered safe to take a good picture. That's where I really needed my telephoto, I guess. Slide number 16. This is taken in the same area. It's right on the coast, and it's a little point that sticks out into the ocean there. And on this point is this lighthouse. And of course, the lighthouse also has a building for the troops there. There's an 11 platoon, I think, that lives there. Our battalion secures the lighthouse area there. The lighthouse, I don't really know if it functions anymore or not. I guess it does. I never did see it, but I was never out there at night either, so can't really say. But it looks pretty deserted and looks pretty grim. There's just nothing near there. Within the next 15, 20 miles, there's nothing at all around there. It's just out there on this rocky point all by itself. And you can see from this picture what I was talking about, how this is a pretty bare area. Not nearly the heavy growth of trees and that there is in the mountains further inland where they get a lot of rain. It reminds me very much of the mountains in the southwest. Just shrubbery and cactus and a lot of prickly pear cactus and small stuff, but no big pine trees or anything like that. Slide number 17. This is a more distant view of the same lighthouse. And you can see the big mountain rising up behind it. It's not as big as it looks, really. It's just that I was fairly low when I took this picture. The highest mountain in the right behind there rises from sea level up to about 3,500 feet, I think. Very similar to the mountain ranges along the coast in Southern California. In fact, even the terrain and the growth from the mountains is very similar. It's a lot like the mountain range. We call it, I think, around Malibu there. Slide number 18. This was taken looking straight down, and this is from the area. This is on the area right where that lighthouse is. It's right down at the bottom of the cliff where the lighthouse stands. And we had pretty strong winds from the northeast every day in this area, the monsoon winds, although we didn't have the rain that comes with it usually. 20 to 30 knots of wind every day, and you can see the white caps on the ocean there, and it gives you an idea. And also you can see all the froth and foam around those rocks. Water really pounded in there. Rather pretty, I thought, and a little nature shot there. For all you nature lovers. Slide number 19. This is also taken in the same area and is rather a phenomenon of a sort. All this sand over the years, these strong monsoon winds have drifted the sand inland and created kind of a little desert. That area covers probably, looking back from the center of the picture back inland there, it probably runs 2 or 3 miles back in there. And it's all real heavy sand. Rather unusual and a real landmark around the area there. And you can see how heavy the surface is coming in. That surface is probably 5 to 6 feet high, at least, maybe even higher. Slide number 20. This is a view of a little fishing village just on the coast, right beside Fan Rang. Like, you can sort of see Fan Rang in the distance there, and also the base in the far background. Fan Rang is their mainstay, like all the villages along the coast is fishing, and you can see all the little sampans and fishing boats there. And pretty nice little village, really. With shots like these, and you can see why we keep seeing Vietnam is a beautiful country. It's a lot of color, huh? Well, I think my roll's about out on this side. I'll continue on the other side.